Grow Great, the podcast, episode 347. Welcome inside the Yellow Studio. My name is Randy Cantrell. I am your host here. The website is growgreat.com. Some time ago, I came across a little two-sentence statement that I thought was, well, very appropriate, especially for today, the Happy Thanksgiving show. It was by Harry A. Ironside. I had no idea who he was, so I had to, of course, do the research, Google him. Harry was a preacher in Chicago, a Canadian-American. Here's what he said. We would worry less if we praised more. Thanksgiving is the enemy of discontent and dissatisfaction. You like it? I did. Anybody familiar with the Bible has to have an awareness of gratitude and being thankful, mostly to God, but also for each other and for whatever we have to be stewards over. That includes our businesses. Now, as powerful as Thanksgiving is, and I don't mean Thanksgiving Day, I mean the act of giving thanks. As powerful as that is, you would think that we would more easily embrace gratitude. We don't because we're often too busy comparing ourselves and our circumstances to other people. I mean, they seem to be better off. Their businesses seem to be achieving more. They don't seem to be experiencing the problems that we do. And their opportunities, well, their opportunities, they just seem vast compared to ours. And before you know it, we're jealous, we're envious, and we're very, very unhappy. Before I go dark for the rest of the week, which I'm going to do after today, I decided I wanted to leave you with a message of encouragement. You know, it just didn't feel right to be quiet all week long without first provoking you to consider the truth of what Harry said long ago. Harry died in 1951, but gratitude and being thankful, you know, they've got historical perspective all the time. They don't change. If anything, they just grow in power over time if we will devote ourselves to perfecting the practice of these things. You're only so many no's away. I'm going to start with this notion because lately I have encountered so many people who are struggling through a variety of challenges, and each is tempted to think that they've got it wrong. Each is tempted to think that they can't do it, that they just can't muscle through the adversity. Or they may be tempted to think success is just never going to happen. Not the success that they really most want to achieve. Resilience, it's hard. About 2% of cold calling results in an appointment. That's right, an appointment, not a sale, an appointment. 64 calls a day. That's a lot of rejection. But it's not limited to just salespeople who are making cold calls. Anybody pursuing growth or success or improvement is going to endure a lot of rejection. A ton of no's pile up in our lives. I was a young man. I was still in my teens, just not quite yet 20, when an old man posed what I've always thought was a brilliant question and, frankly, a terrific viewpoint. How many no's are you willing to endure to achieve success? I didn't have any idea. I didn't have any idea how to answer that. Still don't. And being young and confident, I just said a lot. I mean, as much as it takes, I guess. Well, how many do you think it'll take? I have no idea. Not many, I hope. How different would it feel, he asked, if I could tell you precisely how many no's it would take? If I told you it was going to require you to endure 97 no's, how would you feel? Well, I thought, I'd likely get busy knocking out those no's. And it dawned on me that this approach to defeat or to the no's, that was the thing that I could control. I couldn't control the no's. I could just approach the no's with a different attitude. And I also knew that nobody could possibly know how many it might take. Just remember, you are some number of no's away from achieving whatever you want. Whatever that number may be, resolve that you will muscle through until you get what you're after. Well, Yeah, it completely changes your viewpoint, right? I'm thankful. I'm thankful that we're all just so many no's away from figuring it out. That doesn't mean that my current course or your current course is going to result in wild success or in any success at all. We may have to adapt. We may have to iterate. We may have to pivot. We may have to completely blow up whatever we're currently doing or working on. Even so, we can make those adjustments and we can dig in to knock out the no's that stand in our way. I'm thankful for that. Failure isn't fatal or final. I'm thankful that our failures don't have to define us and that our failures don't have to knock us completely out of the game. I'm thankful that we can live to fight another day because we can always adjust our course if we get it wrong, as we often do. We can fix it. We can fix it. We can make it right. It's one of the tenets of my business philosophy, and of course this comes from making clients and customers happy, but it's the same principle in play. Always be honest, be competent, give more, make it right. Your success or failure has no impact on mine. I care about your success. I want to be a resource to help you achieve more success. I also want to be a resource to help you avoid failure. But my own individual and personal success, it's not predicated by yours, and yours isn't predicated by mine. And this is why comparing ourselves to others is so futile, and it's so dangerous. Part of this is the scarcity versus abundance mindset argument. I grew up, and this is simply a product of an era in which we're born, I grew up being taught that zero sum, that's how life worked. This is the way the game is played. In other words, the pie is limited. There's just so much. And if somebody else gets more business than you, then they are taking a piece of the pie that you're just never going to be able to get. Well, that kind of teaching and philosophy that I grew up learning, the whole world figured this is how it is. Well, it fostered a competitive spirit that just wasn't just unhealthy, but was wrong. Now, I hate to lose, so don't misunderstand me. I want to win, and I'm competitive, and I rather enjoy besting another business or another person. But it's not born of thinking that life is limited and that this is a zero-sum game. What we have learned is that markets and the universe, it's large and it's large and it's large and it's ever expanding. There is room for all the good quality players. Conversely, there's never enough room for the pathetic, sloppy businesses, at least not for long. Discontentment and disappointment are driven higher when we spend time comparing ourselves to others. Whenever you view somebody as more successful than you, then you begin to feel victimized by the world. And nothing good comes from that. I mean, their success has not robbed you of anything. You are robbing yourself by behaving foolishly. Arrogance and pride, they're driven higher when we spend time comparing ourselves to others. Whenever we view somebody with less and we feel superior, and well, we may look down on them. And it may make us feel better about ourselves in all of the worst ways. So whether we're looking at people who are better than us or people who are not as good as us, nothing good comes from it. Nothing good comes from either one of those things. Leveraging the power of others. The first murder in the Bible happened between brothers. In Genesis chapter 4, verse 9, then the Lord said to Cain, "Where's Abel, your brother?" He said, "I do not know. Am I my brother's keeper?" Cain killed his brother when he should have been watching out for him. I mean, they should have been helping each other, supporting each other. So permit me to use that to help teach us that we should surround ourselves with some safe, trusted people who will and can watch out for us. We all need people willing to serve us as keepers, in the sense that they've got our back. They help us see things more clearly. They help us vet our choices. They help us think things through. They help us avoid our blind spots. They don't judge us. They don't second guess us. They don't tell us what to do, but they do devote themselves to helping us figure things out. I'm grateful. I'm thankful for people like that. I'm thankful to have a few select people who surround me, who make all the difference to my life, to my world. Enjoy your family. Enjoy your friends during this holiday season. I'm going to be bailing out the rest of the week. Lord willing, I will be back next week. You know what next week is? Yeah, kids, it's the first week of December. Be well, do good, grow great. The website is growgreat.com. My name is Randy Cantrell. Happy, happy Thanksgiving.